Thanks so much for tuning in to the Happiness Happens podcast. If you're loving what you're hearing, be sure to subscribe on whatever podcast platform you are listening on. And if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, I would be so grateful if you could rate and review the show. It takes 2 seconds and it tells me what you're loving and what you're wanting more of. I'm your host, Simona Costantini, and I'm obsessed with understanding what it means to be happy. In 2018, I went through a massive journey and awakening, and I found myself having to relearn who I was and what I really wanted to do with my time on this planet. The truth is, I spent a lot of time looking happy on the outside, but not really feeling the same way on the inside. So I knew there must be other people who felt the exact same way as me, and I've learned along the way that there really are. And now I get to interview them and other thought leaders in the space on my podcast every single week. I'm a recovering people pleaser turned life coach and podcast producer. On this show, we get into what it means to be happy, the purpose and intention behind happiness, how to live a happier life, and we hear about all the hard moments that have shaped people to become resilient and living out their passion every single day. Think of this as your one-stop shop to help you live a more purposeful, inspired life. This is the Happiness Happens podcast. Are you ready to dive into this inspiring conversation? Let's go. Before we dive into today's episode, I wanted to share with you my new favorite virtual vision board. You know that I love all things affirmations, visualization, and meditation, and we talk about these topics often on the podcast. So when I came across the Perfectly Happy Vision Board app, I was really excited to try it out. What I love most about it is that it's a convenient and powerful way to visualize your dream life, become clearer in what you want to achieve, and it helps you stay focused and motivated. I also love that you can set multiple daily reminders to take a mindfulness break and help you visualize your dreams, which, as you know, helps you build a resilient mindset. What you do is you download the app and you go through the steps to create your own vision board, where you can add in photos and music and affirmations to each area of your life that you're trying to manifest in. The best part is that all of the things that you need are already in the app. The combination of sound and photo and affirmations makes your vision board more vivid and ultimately easier to manifest. What I also love is that you can write unlimited daily gratitude journal entries to help you reflect on your day and really build that gratitude muscle. I can honestly say that all of the things that I put on my own vision board have happened, and it was so wild to see it all come to life. It only takes 3 minutes per day, and I really think that we all have 3 minutes. Start your free trial of the Perfectly Happy app by clicking on the link in the show notes. Okay, let's get into today's episode. Hi guys, welcome back to the podcast and thanks for joining me for this very special birthday edition of the Happiness Happens podcast. It is not the podcast's birthday, that comes in January. It's actually my birthday and I'm 30 this year and I'm like, what the what? Some part of me can't believe that I've been on this earth for 30 years. Another part of me feels like I'm still like 22. Cue Taylor Swift song. No, I'm just kidding. We're not going to go there. But I started this podcast at the beginning of my Saturn return, which was when I turned 27. And I know that everyone has a different time period of when their Saturn return starts. Mine happened to be at 27. I happened to have started this podcast at the same time. And I honestly happened to have gone through every single life change in my life starting at 27. So it's been a wild 30 years, let me just say. And it's really funny to see everything now come full circle and sort of notice where I am now compared to where I was 3 years ago, right? All of these new types of conversations, everything that we've been discussing on the podcast, everything that's coming up in 2022, you guys, if only you knew the conversations that we're having in the new year, if only you knew the amazing guests that we're going to have on. I'm so excited for you to see who's on the podcast in 2022. We have some big names, we have some exciting names, and we have so much magic to share with you. Lots of learning around what happiness actually means and is. And I just love that it's even better, like that this is happening in this new decade that I'm entering right now. It just blows my mind. In any case, I'm just very excited. Most people don't like their birthday. I happen to love my birthday, not because I need a whole big party, not because I celebrate for a whole month, none of those things. What I love the most about my birthday is this. I experienced a lot of loss when I was younger. I had family members pass away when they were really young, friends pass away tragically when they were really young. And all of those things really impacted me like on a severe level. Things that I'm starting to untangle now in my life that happened when I was like 16, 17. When I think about birthdays, and this is the perspective that I try and give people, is when I think about birthdays, you're so lucky to reach that age because there's so many people in this world that don't get to reach that age. So that's how I look at it. So when people are like, oh my God, I'm getting old. Oh my God, da da da, whatever. Yes, you are getting older. Absolutely. but what a blessing it is to be able to live that last year that you've lived, right? What a blessing to have experienced all of the things that you did when there's so many people that are struggling, right? And there's so many people who don't have the same health as you, don't have the same opportunity, passions, purpose. Like, you know, there's a lot to be grateful for, you guys. And that's how I'm feeling right now as I'm going into my 30th birthday. So before we dive into my tips, I have six, because I have five plus a bonus, but five things that I've learned in 30 years. And I didn't want to do like one of those lists that's like, you know, 30 things in 30 years, because that's too many. So we're going to do five plus a bonus. But before we dive into the episode, let's read a listener review. This one says, inspiring, enlightening, relatable. Simona is such a blessing. I love her guests, her attitude, her encouragement, and her passion. I highly recommend this podcast to anyone who enjoys learning about growth and a positive mindset. Thank you so much for this review. It honestly makes me feel so grateful that I get to do this and that we're going to continue on into the third year of the podcast in the new year. I'm just so grateful and I'm so excited for you to hear this episode today. So thank you for that review. If you want to leave me a review on the podcast as well, please do. Over at Apple Podcasts, just go down to the bottom of my show page and click on write a review. It's very easy, very simple, and it helps so much get the show into the hands of people that need to hear these messages. So without further ado, let's go into the five different things that I've learned in 30 years. So the first one, age is just a mindset. I kind of touched on this a little bit earlier, but I sometimes literally feel like I'm still 22 years old. Sometimes I feel like I'm 19. Sometimes I feel like I'm 16. And I say this to my family often, and they all think that I'm absolutely crazy because they're like, okay, but like when you were 19, you were such a different person. But I think it's more of like the mentality and being able to bring fun and joy and like youth into my day every day. Because what I really believe at my core is that age is just a number. Age is just a number. It's just a number that we put on to qualify or quantify, rather, your process through life. What really matters, though, is the mindset that you have around it, right? I've always loved my birthday, and I've always been so grateful for getting older because, like I was saying before, so many people don't get to live until their next birthday. And I know that might be a really weird way of looking at it, but I've always found a really strange gratitude in that. Like, I've always found a really deep gratitude in that. Anyways, I won't go into it, but anyways, your age doesn't dictate where you should be in your life. It's not a benchmark for how well you're doing, right? It's not meant for you to make you feel like you haven't done enough, right? And I think about this because I find it so funny, especially in this last year that I've had personally, all the growth that I've personally done. I just feel like I'm just getting started in so many areas of my life, right? Like every day that passes, I just want to be more me. I just want to be more in tune with my spiritual side. I want to be more present in my life. I want to be soaking up those little moments of joy. Like, I want to be the best friend that I can. I want to be the best wife that I can. You know, maybe I'll have kids one day. Like, I want to have all of those little moments. And I also am just so grateful for my business. Like, there's so much change that's happened in the last year. And I have this deep gratitude for all of it. And like, sometimes when I really think back, I'm so shocked of how much my life has actually changed, how much like friendships have come and gone, relationships have come and gone, but also at the same time, like how much stuff has stayed consistent, right? If I think about like Steve and I's relationship, for example, we met when we were 21 and 22. I was 22. He's younger than me. Before that, all of the things that happened before that and all the jobs that we've had together, you know, and separate and all the things that we've done growing together and separate, right? Like there's so much that's different, but then there's also so much that's the same. And it's just really beautiful because when I think about my 30s, like what I'm loving already about this new decade, and it's literally been like a hot second, but what I'm loving about this new decade is that I really feel like I'm done looking for validation from other people on how to live my life. And I'm really done trying to fit myself into boxes that I don't really belong in, right? I've felt more me in this last 6 months than I ever have in my entire life. And why did this happen? Inner work, hard questions, looking at myself from all the lenses and putting up boundaries, 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 boundaries. That like mic drop and the podcast, it's boundaries. Okay. I'm just kidding. I have a lot more tips for you. So listen in for a sec. So number two is about friendship. I've learned a lot in my 30 years about friendship. Friends come and friends go, and that's okay. And it's funny to think that one day in your life will be the last time that you ever hang out with a specific group of friends, you know, or talk to them or go out together. And then, you know, one day you look back and you can't really remember when the last time was. Like, you can't remember when the last time you saw each other was. And, you know, I used to feel really sad that I no longer talk to friends from, you know, high school or my young 20s. And I really start to think about it. And like, honestly, it's kind of meant to be this way, right? We're meant to go through that journey, and not everyone is meant to stay in our lives. And if I'm going to be really honest, I don't know if any of them listen to this podcast. I have no idea, but I never felt like I really fit into those groups anyways. I've never really felt like I've ever fit into any group to begin with. I feel like I've always been sort of this like black sheep that just kind of goes through life at the beat of our own drum. And it's something that my family has always told me too. Like, I live my life through rose-colored glasses, not in a way that's like ignoring things that are reality, but more that I choose to see the bright side even in the hard moments. And I've always just walked to the beat of my own drum. I don't follow the rules that everybody else has. I never have. I've never been that person. And, you know, if we're thinking about friendship, like, I experienced a friend breakup, like a friendship breakup in my 20s, but I think it was about like 3 years ago now. And it was an awful experience, but it was also something that I really needed. You know, what I'd say to this is that it's okay to let people go. It's okay to make space for new people to come into your life. And it's okay to have new friends that you make at different parts of your life, because they're going to bring you blessings that you never even imagined would be possible for you, right? And so even though you might always miss the friends of the past, you might miss the times that you had in the past, it's okay to let it go. It's okay to move forward. It's okay to move on. Not everyone is meant to stay. And people come in and out of our lives for so many different reasons. Okay. My third one, and this is something that I've learned because I had quite a few relationships when I was younger, before Steve and I met. And what I want to say to this is, you do not need to stay in a romantic relationship that is just quote unquote okay. Okay. You're meant to experience joy, fun, pleasure, romance, passion. Do not settle because it's comfortable or because that's how it's always been. Okay, wait for the one that makes you laugh. Wait for the one that makes you smile. Wait for the one that makes you light up from the inside out, because they exist. I promise you that they exist. And do not put your worth in other people. This goes for friendships too. You do not need to stay in any friendship or romantic relationship anymore if it doesn't serve you. It's okay to put that boundary up, and it is okay to walk away, and it's okay to prioritize your joy, your happiness, and your inner peace and your own self-love, okay? Number four, this one has carried me through every single moment of my life for so long, and I wouldn't have anything that I have today without it. And it is, everything that you want is on the other side of fear and self-doubt. This one was such a hard one to learn, you guys. But every single time I took a step outside of my comfort zone, and every single time I followed my own path, I was rewarded heavily by the universe. And you will always be too, because life is way too precious to not do all of the things that you want to do. Forget about what society is telling you. Forget about what is quote unquote right, or what you quote unquote should do at your age, and do more of what lights you up. You're going to be 30, go back to school. You're going to be 30, you go do whatever you want. I'm not saying this in a way that's like, you know, forget all your responsibilities and just go and do all the things, but also do that. If that's what makes you happy, take that time, learn who you are. Step outside your comfort zone. Get uncomfortable, right? Take that fear and transform it. Believe in yourself. Be confident in yourself. Be confident in who you are. These things are so important. And, you know, just on that note as well, one thing that I've really found in the last little bit is spirituality is so important too. I'm not saying religion specifically. It can be if that's what spirituality is for you, but really tapping into your own source energy, your inner potential, your inner light. Go find yourself. Take this time and dig deep and go find yourself. Find who you are. Find what lights you up, all right? Okay, number five. This one is so important too. They're, in my opinion, they're all so important. I hope you find that they're important too. But this one is, you will always have good days. You're always going to have bad days. You're always going to have hard days, and you're going to have amazing days. Make every single one of them count, no matter what, because we are meant to live with different emotions. We're meant to experience highs and lows. It's what makes us human, right? We're meant to have those different emotions. And then I want you to think about, even when you're in the hard moments, or if you're in the easier moments of life, find that gratitude in each and every moment that you're living in, even when it's really, really, really hard to do that, okay? There's always one thing that you can be grateful for, even in the hardest moment that you can ever imagine yourself in. You can find that moment of gratitude and hang on to that little piece of gratitude to help pull you out and pull you through, okay? And finding that small piece of gratitude might even make you smile when you're feeling really down. That's something that I've learned. This is my bonus tip. It's the last one. And it comes from me studying happiness a lot over the last 3 years. And I have been studying happiness a lot for the last 3 years. And what I've realized is this: the true key to happiness is being at peace with yourself. When people ask me what happiness is, it's inner peace. That's my own personal definition. It's being happy and being at peace with yourself for the right choices, quote unquote, that you've made, for the quote unquote wrong choices that you've made, the things that you're embarrassed to say that you did, the things that you wish that you did but you didn't, and the things that you wish that you said, right? It's about being good with all of that. And your experiences, everything that you've gone through, every emotion that you've ever felt, all of your experiences are uniquely yours, right? And they all have lessons in them, and we all have lessons to learn in our time here. So take yourself out of worrying about what other people think about you, and take this time to go and find who you are, discover what lights you up, what brings you joy, what brings you passion, purpose, inner peace. And then you take that and you create beauty out of it. Whatever it is in your life that you want to be creating, whatever it is you think that you're meant to be doing here, go and do that. Okay, because everything that you want in your life is on the other side of that fear, is on the other side of the reasons why you should not do something. So I'm going to end this here because I could literally keep going all day long with this, but I hope that these were helpful here. If they are, let me know. If you're feeling super inspired like I am right now, definitely let me know. Send me a message on Instagram. Let me know that you've listened to this episode. Share it. Tag us, Happiness Happens Podcast on Instagram. And honestly, thank you guys so much for tuning into this episode. I'm so grateful to celebrate my birthday with you on here today. I'm grateful to be able to give you these things that I've learned and share them with you, because I think that they're so important and there's so much value in understanding who you are and being good with what happened and just being excited about what's going to happen in the future. And, you know, I say all of these things through a lens of gratitude and joy and that inner peace. But I do want you to know too that there have been a lot of bad days to get here today. So it's not just about being happy all the time. It's about really being able to balance those different things and to be good with the good and the bad and what you should have done, what you could have done, and being at peace with that, right? Take that, transform it, and use it to empower yourself as you're moving forward through your life. So remember, guys, happiness happens when you're least expecting it. Have a beautiful week ahead, and I cannot wait to see you on the next episode. Take care and talk to you soon. Thanks. Well, it looks like we've made it to the end of this episode. I'm so grateful for you tuning into this week's episode, and I cannot wait to see you over on the next one. If you loved this conversation and this topic as much as I did, please feel free to leave us a rating or a review wherever you're listening. It takes just a second, and it is so important for us so that we can make sure to deliver this content to those who need it. I'm wishing you the most beautiful day wherever you are in the world, and remember that happiness happens when you're least expecting it.